And now this week's letters to the evening news. As usual, a wide variety of topics interest the readers this week, including recycling, local bank closures, and advice for the board of Norwich City Football Club.
Norwich reader John Farman has advice for the Canaries management. He writes, having recently seen on Look East that Marcus Evans has invested £100 million keeping Ipswich in the Championship, I think the Norwich board should inform the fans how they intend to find a similar sum in order that Norwich City retains Championship status. On the evidence of current performances, this money is urgently needed to halt their slide towards the First Division. I would be grateful for an answer prior to deciding whether or not to renew my season ticket.
This is our last edition for 2017, and David Coe of Norwich fears that 2018 may be something of a bumpy ride. He writes, after last year, I'm beginning to have fears about what is in store for us in 2018, unless our leaders come up with a new solution to stop our country's financial situation sliding into the abyss. Never at any time in my life until now did I expect all our vital social organisations that were started and improved year after year since the Victorian era go into reverse with constant cuts with no end in sight that could lead to their closures. In my youth, the majority of working people were poor but proud. There were no food banks, very few charities about, and even fewer beggars and rough sleepers. Today, countless charities are needed to support the less fortunate. From November, every day in the post, I have a constant flow of letters from charities and other organisations asking for donations to help them out of their dire financial situation. The charities range from every animal on the planet and nearly every kind of illness and disease in existence to helping humans from babies to the elderly and help for refugees. All worthy causes in their own right, and I always give a little to two or three, but having recently received letters from 22 different charities, I gave up counting, and now I just simply read them.
We are all encouraged to cut down on waste and to recycle as much as possible. This is the issue raised by Peter Cutting of Norwich in his letter, and he writes, I read with interest the encouraging letter from Janet Bierman about the great idea of using our own cups instead of the ones supplied by the various outlets and thrown away in their tens of millions each year. On the other hand, I read with concern the news about China considering no longer taking recycled plastic from the UK. These Chinese restrictions from January will hit UK recycling efforts and risk plastic waste being stockpiled, ending up in landfill or being incinerated. This is much more likely with the mixed type of collection we have in Norwich, where we put all recyclables into the same bin. Experts think that this commingled material, especially including glass, will be the first to lose market value and possibly struggle to find an end use. I wonder what contingency plans Norwich City Council have in place should the Chinese ban take place.
With so much being done online, which is not an option for many, Mr. F. Searle of Porringland is concerned with the reduction of bank branches. He writes, the closures of local banks is of great concern to many people. There are hundreds of people in this part of the world who do not even own a computer and therefore cannot do online banking, which is what the banking industry is trying to force upon its customers. They, that's the banks, say not so many people visit banks as much as they used to. This may be true to a certain extent, but the real reason, in my opinion, is that they want you, the customer, to do everything yourself via a computer. They don't want to pay the costs of a building with rates, lighting, heating, etc. They also do not want to pay staff salaries, sick pay, holiday money, etc. So by forcing customers to bank online, they can save a load of money. In a nutshell, they're not really interested in the customers, only themselves, as can be seen by the job losses that they bring about all over the country when they shut down branches.
The leader of Norfolk County Council has voted for allowances for councillors to be increased. Sue Holmes of Munsley is not impressed and writes, Norfolk County Council leader Cliff Jordan voted for an increase to allowances for all councillors and a larger increase for himself. He has stated that he will give his increase to charity. How very laudable. If he wants to give his own money to charity, that is his choice. Has he perhaps forgotten that the increase that he has proposed for himself and others will come from the hard-pressed taxpayers of Norfolk? Taking this increase and giving it to charity implies that he is making a generous donation. He is not. He is sending our money to charity. Please leave that choice to us. This is the wrong time for such a decision. If he doesn't need this increase, then he should admit his crass error and overturn the decision.
And now for something completely different. Our final letter this week is from Michael Redshaws of Norwich. He writes, "In 1970, Monty Python informed us that the Ministry of Silly Walks got £348 million from central government for research, development and promotion of silly walks. Can I suggest that this was much better value for money, for more of the population, than an aircraft carrier that has no planes and leaks as soon as it's launched? You couldn't make it up."